This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. We had the Joyful Manifestation Show last week, and we're here to do the Good Fortune Show. And we have two amazing guests. If you remember Holly Bouchard from our previous Good Fortune Show, then we have her here along with her husband, Rob Bouchard, who is also her true soulmate. And both of them are here to talk to you about vibrational situations, soulmate attraction, and many, many other interesting topics. So do tune in, because they did attract each other, and we all want to know how to do that. So Holly and Rob, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I know it takes a lot of your precious time away, but I know you want to share with the audience over here your experiences. Anything you want to say? Hi, Holly. Hi, Rob.
Hello, Sugandhi.
Hi, Sugandhi. Thank you for having me back. And I was really lucky to grab Rob this time to join in. So I'll get started in the fact that it is all based in frequency and intention. prior to me meeting Rob, I did a number of years of shadow work, spiritual work, tons of clearing and healing and releasing as it came to me. So after a number of years, I finally got my frequency up at a decent level. I actually had another spiritual lady I talked with at one point say, I've only met one other person who is such high frequency as you. So evidently, it worked. Are you still there with us? Okay.
Yes, and I'm listening.
My video froze. Maybe I should.
We'll just continue. Just leave everybody it. Can hear us, so we'll just continue.
Yes, we can hear you, and don't worry about the video okay. at all, because you know, that's why we had this slight delay. Sorry about that. But we had this delay because we were all trying to get online, and BBS Radio was helping us a lot, and you know, to get the camera going and all of this. So okay. What we're trying to say, Holly, is if everybody here can get what she's saying, and that is, in order to meet your true soulmate, the one person who's waiting for you, and we know about soulmate possibilities, et cetera, correct? But for Holly, she had to raise her vibration to the extent that she could pull in, magnetize the energy, and pull in Rob. Am I right, Holly?
Yes, indeed. And it really started with, I heard the term twin flame for the first time, and I had to actually look it up. I was like, what is that? You know? And I remember very distinctly saying to myself, I wonder if I have one of those. And lo and behold, I was drawn to Rob online, and he was actually to a point in his life where he was open to beyond the ordinary, exploring what spirituality means and what it means to him. So he was just open enough to have me find him. And I wasn't looking. It was all divinely orchestrated. Because we both were married at the time. So it was really miraculous. Every step of the way, was miraculous. And the synchronicities that came into play were beyond logic. So moving ahead a few years, we now are married, so happily. And he's 100% with me and moving in a parallel pathway. So he works with me in my spiritual business. He pretty well does almost everything I do. So we now work together. And because our souls are so uniquely connected, our combined energy when we work energetically on our clients is like a whole circuit. So that really makes a huge difference. And his specialties, his natural essence of what he can do as a healer is a perfect complement to what I do, but different. Different, yet it just creates this wonderful whole. So it's been amazing. And I have to give Rob credit because when he met me, I was fully awake, 100% committed, you know, no holes barred on my spiritual path. And I had made myself a promise. I'm going to be my authentic self. I'm going to speak authentically. And I did with him. And to my surprise, he didn't go screaming in the other direction. Because there was some crazy stuff happening right from the get-go. So would you like to chime in?
Yeah.
I'm here. And Holly, even as we speak over here on this very, very public platform, all the people listening need to know that it's not just about Holly and Rob sharing their story and telling you how to do this, but also that all of you are being vibrationally aligned in the sense that as you take it in and as you believe, you mm-hmm. get vibrationally aligned with your true love, because what is happening is that we start to believe in these so-called coincidences, and then it starts to happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
So Holly and Rob sharing this story is also contributing to the vibrational highs, where vibrations start to get higher and higher for people to get perfectly aligned with their soulmate, because a lot of faith and a lot of belief starts to happen when we hear somebody else's authentic story. And how authentic can you get then? Holly and Rob over here, who found each other, they got themselves vibrationally higher, at least we heard Holly's side of it, and Rob got pulled in, or they pulled each other, they were ready for each other, and now they have this fantastic healing business. Holly and Rob, do you want to share anything about that?
Well, Rob, I think, wants to share a little about...
Yeah, so talk a little about, you know, getting yourself... raising your vibrational frequency and getting ready. And the universe actually kind of helps set you up for that sometimes. Holly and I officially met in 2017, where her frequency was able to pull me in. But the universe actually had us pass each other 2 years prior to that, and neither one of us even knew it. And that
we actually looked each other in the eye.
And that was the universe planting that seed or that beginning frequency for that to develop. So we would be ready 2 years later when it actually hit me full force, when I finally met her.
And he was reminded of that moment when we first crossed paths. He was divinely given that memory back as a synchronicity. And
oh my god.
Yeah.
So basically what you're saying, and I don't mean to interrupt because I do want you to continue, but I'm just trying to put it out there for people to understand that the seed of the future relationship, the seed of the partner was placed probably in each other, and then it matured or grew on its own, maybe even without you knowing about it, that it was getting you both ready to be together. Is that what you're saying in a way?
That is very correct. So when she started her awakening stuff, when she got her vibration high enough, and then when I started in 2017, when I started researching this energy and Reiki and stuff, that was enough for that energy to make that connection and pull me to her. And that's, you know, to her site or where,
and that he
we met online.
That he was open to even connect with me. You know, willing to connect with me, to speak with me, to meet with me, to connect with me energetically, although he didn't understand any of it at the time. And a little caveat to this story, that part where we crossed each other's path was actually in a grocery store a couple years before we actually met again. At the right time. But oh yeah, it was a little bit of a story. He actually thought me, oh my gosh, look at that crazy lady. She's it was kind of cute, actually. It was a little wine tasting in the wine section at one of our big grocery stores, and I was like, oh, wine, yay, let's go taste that. And there was a very unhappy lady working behind the desk, and I just, my empathy just went out to her, and I said, would you mind if I gave you a hug? And I had gone behind the thing, behind the little tasting table, and I just wrapped my arms around her, and she just burst into tears. I didn't know what's going on in her life, but she was burst into tears, and that's right when Rob walked by, and our eyes met. But
it's almost like the lady was making you meet, or rather get into, like, aware of each other.
To catch his attention. Yeah. Yeah, to catch his attention, to look my way.
Those synchronicities that the universe puts out there, and when you look back on it, and they're revealed back to you, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And like, we met way before we met.
Well, I have more to add to that. I actually met his essence a year and a half prior to that, which is closer to the beginning of my awakening. I discovered dragons, and I heard a lady say she had this meditation to meet your dragon if you had one. Well, I was very intrigued, so I did it, and sure enough, there came a dragon. It was a fire dragon. So I really, really got familiar through shamanic journeying with this fire dragon. So the crazy thing is, when I finally met Rob face to face years later, it was the same. That dragon's energy was the same energy as him. I mean, either or. You know, if my eyes were closed, I couldn't have told the difference between the two. His dragon I met a year and a half prior to him.
May I ask you if, and in all humility, obviously you know more about this, but is it that, and I just want to clarify over here, is it that Rob has that dragon, like he is the dragon energy himself, or that you met his dragon energy?
I met his dragon energy.
Okay.
Which is essentially a soul fractal of him. A different form of him.
So for everybody out here, let's say there is a man, and then he did your kind of spiritual work, and he needs, say, a pussycat type of energy, correct? Like a baby pussycat, like a pussycat. And then he connects to the essence of the animal energy or the pussycat energy of a soulmate, and then pulls that person in. Is it something like that?
Yes, very similar to that.
Similar.
So it's the, you know, it's the essence or that energy of, you know, that cat, and then that person energy are that same frequency, that same energy. And that's what she was tapping in.
Although I didn't know they were connected.
The dragon, she didn't know it then. And then the synchronicity with the wine. And then when we finally met in 2017, you know, it all came full circle. I'm like, holy cow, this is all the same energy I've been feeling this whole time.
Yes. Well put. Thank you.
And for everybody over here, first of all, I want to thank you for listening to the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show, because what we're trying to show over here is it's not the physical. I mean, the physical does matter, of course. You know, we are in a physical form, but it's this energy that is doing all of these things. And if you get to know how to operate this energy or how to work with this universal energy, you can pretty much do anything you want. Is that also true, Holly and Rob?
That is absolutely true.
Yes, definitely. There's so many components, though.
Yes, there are so many components, and that's why we need experts like you. And from what I understand, you were starting a TV channel. Maybe you want to talk to us about this.
Yes, Rob and I are starting our own, I guess it would be considered a podcast channel, video, vlog, or however you want to put it, on Gnostic TV. And it's called Dimensional Digest. Rob and I are going to co-host and talk about things like this, but there'll also be healings and journeys and guest speakers and a lot of sharing of our experiences. And hopefully at some point, too, to have people call in and ask questions, which would be awesome, live. Mm-hmm. So, we're just in the beginning stages, so nothing's actually over there. And the platform is GnosticTV.com. So that's, we're going to be a part of the Gnostic family, hopefully pretty soon.
Because on there very soon.
Yes. So that's that platform we'll be focusing on, the majority of it anyways. And it'll be really varied. And actually, for the listeners, we both would absolutely love it if you would share your thoughts about what topics you would like to hear. If you were to come see us, what things would you love to hear about?
Absolutely.
We're highly connected to Mother Gaia, Mother Nature, elemental beings, somewhat the galactic beings. We do channel, not usually live on video, but we get a ton of information that way. Hopefully we'll get right there. So we just super varied. We do oracle readings and healings and clearing. And so I just want to work all that into our channel. So there may be a healing in it. There might be a journey in it. It's just going to be very exploratory.
And Holly and Rob, you could be interviewing people too. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, correct. Absolutely.
Wanting people to be interviewed. Maybe if anybody's interested, is into metaphysical work or the kind of work that Holly and Rob are doing, and you want to contribute and you want to be interviewed, can they contact you? And just for the people who are in other parts of the world who don't know what Gnostic is spelled as, G-N-O-S-T-I-C, am I right?
Correct.
Just for people who are not so familiar with these words, it's G-N-O-S-T-I-C. Yes.
And GnosticTV.com.
GnosticTV.com. And so, yes, Holly and Rob, what kind of people would you be interested in interviewing?
Oh, goodness.
Anyone that has a story to tell.
Yeah. That is, we learn so much. Everyone is able to teach something based in their experiences. And we love meeting new people. We love hearing their stories. And often in that process of sharing each other's story, we activate each other. We bring forth new aspects of their soul they didn't even know they knew. Mm-hmm. It's all a wonderful energetic activation process, just being in each other's energy during these conversations.
Yeah, it just naturally raises your vibration.
And it raises your vibration, yes. So we're open to just about anything, you know, anything in the spiritual, etheric, you name it. Even the secret space program, people, just the conspiracy theorists, I guess. Just, we're open. So the best way to contact us if you were interested or wanted to just share topics that we may talk more in depth on, you could connect with us through my phone number, you know, send me a text, or my email, which is hollyjobouchard@gmail.com.
And Holly, this could be topics ranging from everything from aliens, timeline, jumping, mm-hmm. multifaceted aspects of souls, sharing yes. stories, shamanic journeys, clearing, healing sessions, and so much more.
And yeah. so much more.
And so much more. And who were we to say that somebody saw a spaceship and they want to be interviewed by you? Would you consider that?
Absolutely.
And one thing, Holly and
I... Definitely. Correct. And we're here. We're here on a different platform. We're here on a platform that is so much more different than all the other stories people are talking about. You know, the war and this happened here and that happened here and the economy and all the doomsday stories. No, we want to add another flavor to life, which actually is the main flavor, which is creation by yes. God. And what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. If there's one thing I know through and through is we can create. I mean, the world can, like it is in chaos everywhere you look, but you can make your home, your space, a sanctuary. It can literally be heaven on earth and shielded and full of love and high vibration. And no darkness can penetrate that. For instance, we live on the edge of a forest, and there's been umpteen storms here in Michigan. I'd say we're in Michigan in the United States. And because of my shielding, and I extend it to my neighbors, there has never been one tree that fell towards the homes. It always was away from any home. Because of the shieldings I put into place. That is just a physical representation of making that pure love and light dome above and below and all sides your home. So truly you can make heaven on earth in your and home.
And Holly and Rob, just to affirm what you're saying, yesterday, what happened is I called one of my friends, and she's a very old family friend, and she started saying, Oh, I heard your city has water problems. Like people are being asked to work from home and there's no water and this and that. And she went on for a little bit and I just kind of heard her out. And then she asked me, do you have these same problems? Are you having water issues? And I said, no, we have plenty of water. And I didn't even know this was happening, like this issue was happening. So we're all tuning into different realities, even in the same place. What do you think?
Oh my goodness, yes. both Rob and I, we don't read the news. We don't watch the news, not anywhere. If we want to know something, we go inside ourselves and ask the questions if we're curious, you know, and it's always the truth. And that's really the way things are progressing for light workers. They really have to have a high level of discernment because there's so much deception out there. So, but yes, you can shift your timeline to a better timeline. I have done it umpteen times.
And Rob, Holly, I want to ask you this question, and maybe you can give me your expert opinion. This is something that happened a few days back. In my car, my family is here, I'm here, and in my car, there was hardly any fuel that could take us maybe 5 miles at the most, correct? That's how much fuel there was. For some reason, I couldn't get fuel on the way for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it is to increase my belief and faith in well-being and goodness of source. Well, what happened was I proceeded to drive 90 miles.
90?
And on the way, 90. And on the way, I was looking for gas stations. And for some reason, I got onto this highway. Next thing I know, I reached my destination on that fuel. How is that even possible? It is something mathematically
impossible. Yes.
It is impossible. And okay, someone might say, okay, your fuel gauge was not working well and it showed you could just go 5 miles, but you did 90 miles. But then after we reached our destination without refueling on that five mile fuel, after that, what happened was there is a gas station there that I like to use. The universe knows I prefer that gas station. They give you much more gas, correct, than the other stations. And I could refuel my car. And after that, it started giving me normal mileage. I mean, immediately, in a minute, after I refueled at my favorite station, it started to give me normal mileage the way it normally would have. If you have anything to share about this.
Right. Have you had experiences?
No, it's just the universe, you know, either slowing down time or speeding up time so you can make that to where you needed to be. The universe knew you needed to get there, and it made that possible by either stretching the time or, you know, like usually when we get in a hurry, you know.
It was like you were almost in a time void, not to use it up. I did have kind of similar, when I was younger, I had a little beater car and I was going, between places like an hour in the middle of the night, in the middle of a blizzard and on a highway there where there weren't any people. This was before I even was awakened as a good example of, yes, we are looked after. So my engine just blew up. And what happened was some belt somewhere to the fan belt broke, and the fan broke of the fan that was connected to the fan belt and actually ripped in half my radiator. And it just ceased to function. And I pulled over best as I could, and I prayed to the angels. I really need to get to the next rest stop where it's warm and there's a phone so I can call for help. I didn't know what was going on under there. I did get out and look, and I was like, there was no way that engine was functioning at all. But I put it back down. I got in the car. I said my prayers. I turned the key and it started. And it got me 2-3 miles down the road in a blizzard at 3 a.m. And just as I was pulling into the parking spot, the engine then died, which I just easily put into park, went in, got warm, called for help. And you know, that was miraculous. Miraculous
stories. Of course, we won't ask anybody here to test this or try this out purposely. These things should happen organically, wouldn't you say?
Oh, not goodness, right.
Yes.
Correct. So it should happen organically and not that, okay, we're going to test the universe. We're going to test what Holly, Rob, and Gandhi here said. Not in this thing where your safety is concerned. Please don't test this. Correct. Try it should happen organically, like in synchronicity or something like that.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yep. That's, you know, the universe going there. That's like manifesting, you know. You manifested yourself to get to that point where you needed more fuel. She manifested the ability of her car to make it to that rest area where she'd be safe.
Yep.
You know, it's...
Do you know, one day I had a friend visiting. She was a light worker, too. She was from Illinois, I believe. And she was here. And Rob came home from work. And I remember saying... Goodness, I hadn't even thought about what to make for dinner. And 5 minutes later, our front doorbell rings. And there's a man holding a pizza and a 2-gallon liter of Coke and said, we have your pizza for you. Yeah. And I didn't order anything. And I said, well, I told him we didn't put an order in. He goes, no, it has your address. This is your pizza. It's all paid for and everything. And I went, what? You know? And I said, do you have the receipt? And there was a number. I was looking. I was like, there had to be a phone number connected. And I called that number after he left. And all I had, I heard two girls, I think, and they giggled and said, enjoy your dinner, have a good night. That was a couple states away. You know, I was like, yeah, didn't even know them. One of those pay it forward things.
Yes, pay it forward, and that's what they talk about in some of those awesome books, where they say, you know, you pay it forward on the highway and the state highway, and then somebody else gets to pass free, you know, because of the toll that we pay. That is the best example that they always give about paying it forward. Correct. Definitely. And I just wanted to tell you and share, when I was in India, I was thinking about elephants, and then I walk into a temple and here is this huge grown-up elephant, and it petted me twice on the head and blessed me, and I could feel the weight of its trunk. I mean, I know how heavy an elephant's trunk can be right now, but that elephant managed the weight of its trunk to touch me just enough so I get a blessing, but it's not harming me in any way. So these beings out there, and maybe you can talk about a little bit of, you know, the consciousness that animals can have. It knew that it's not supposed to put the full weight of its trunk on my head. And it was so gentle about it. It blessed me 2 times. What do you think? Do you have any opinions on the fact of consciousness and how vibrationally aligned some of these animals are?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead. You want to say something?
Just kind of like, you know, like when you're doing your journeys and stuff and you meet these animals and these spirit guides
totem
and stuff,
animals.
Like you said, this, you had this elephant and it could have taken that trunk and just
smushed you,
smashed it right on you and knocked you over, but it just did it with this gentle touch of just like a, little child picking up a butterfly or something. And when you're in these journeys, you know, you had one with a, you know, different animals and beings and stuff, and they just kind of innately know how to tone themselves down to your human self and your human touch. So they
as well as the live ones. Yes. I have heard quite a few different stories from clients and friends that they would have a loved one pass away, someone they were really close to. And then not too long after that, an animal would come to them. A cat, a dog, a bird. And they could tell that their loved one's soul energy was in that animal to come back and support them in their grief and see that they're okay. And animals in general, they don't have any resistance to anything etheric or energetic. And they also make wonderful, like a watchdog or watch kitty, because they see spirits. I used to have a really large white standard poodle, and a hutch at the top of the stairs upstairs, and it has extended family members items in there, you know, like his deceased father and grandfather's military flags and hats and mementos given to us that passed down in the family. And my dog would sit there at the base of the stairs if he got bored, and he would just watch the beings walk back and forth and back and forth and check out what was in the cabinet, you know, what of theirs was in the cabinet. So he would, I think he was probably happy when he finally had another home, because there was so much spiritual things going on around me between aliens and elementals and spirits coming and going. Poor baby was on edge all the time because he saw all that, you know. So,
Holly, question. You said something about reptilians the last time you were on the show.
Oh, reptilians,
tell us something about reptilians.
there are numerous different kinds, and I'm certainly no expert, but one thing I know for sure is there's a number of light workers that were paired or orchestrated into relationships with a reptilian souled being. Now, it could be just a normal human with a spirit of a reptilian influencing the actions. More of like a possession thing. I've seen that too. But there are actual reptilian souls. They're like, we're a light soul, a light being soul. Well, they're not. They're the opposite. They're a dark soul being, and but they're in a human body. So I've seen so many times these light workers before they're awakened, they get paired from numerous ways, and mine's a story in itself too. Very kind of unusual, actually. They get paired with them because they feed off of our light energy. We bless them in every living way, but they end up draining us and suppressing us. And they're very narcissistic, service to self, which is just the natural essence of their soul. So, you know, I'm not calling it horrible, but, you know, it's just not a good pairing. But there, it's so common, so common. So as these light workers, be it the male or female of the group, of the relationship, when they wake up, all of a sudden they realize something's drastically wrong. And the more work they do on themselves, that reptilian soul mate, they just start, they can't stand the energy, the frequency. You know, as their mate's frequency goes higher and higher, it actually disgusts them, nauseates them. And if it goes high enough, it could make them hurt. Like physically, like burn, you know, like acid kind of feeling. That actually happened to me. So when
would we, could I interrupt and say that and ask you, because it's so interesting, so you basically kept rising your vibrations, correct, to a higher and higher frequency. This pushed out, this started to push out the reptilian's frequency. And then, I don't know if it was immediately or after a bit, it became 2017, and your vibrations were high enough now to attract Rob.
Yes.
Correct.
And he was paired with the reptilian soul, too. So naturally, as soon as we met, that was just another humongous catalyst to raise our both of our frequencies. And that really, really made a huge
impact of
an abyss, let's say, started to quickly form between us and our mates, to the point where they didn't even understand us or where we're coming from. And all of our light energy and high frequency was really uncomfortable for them to be around us. So we almost didn't have a choice. we had to leave.
So this is a very good way and a good approach where, you know, how they say that in this physical world, you have to fight wars physically in order to get rid of the so-called enemy. Correct. That's how they do it in the real physical world. That's how why you see these countries having these issues. But instead, if they focused on their vibrations individually, and each person raised their vibrations to such an extent that that which is untrue and that which is impure falls away from you, and you don't even have to really physically do something about it, but your vibrations are so high now that that which does not match falls away. Is this a good technique also?
Yes. Yes, indeed. The higher your frequency, the end goal, let's say one of the end goals is to be of such a level and to be in balance. You know, like the ascended masters, they are in balance of their shadow essence and their light essence. They're just neutral. And that's part of the goal. But to have such a high frequency that the darker soul beings, no matter where they're from and whatever form they're in, won't even be able to connect to you or even see you.
Mm-hmm.
You will be, what's the word again? Invulnerable.
Fall out of their, we as a higher vibration will fall out of their arena of
range.
Experience. Their,
yeah. Yeah, their we fall off like their radar. Even,
yeah, their radar, exactly. Their radar, we fall out of that. And for everyone here, if you could just see how important it is to, for us all to raise our vibrations, and we're not trying to save the world over here. We're just saying we want to save each individual and everybody who's listening over here to understand that, oh my God, by raising your vibrations and aligning yourself. And that's what Abraham's books are about, right? The first law of attraction book. And Esther and Jerry Hicks and their channeling and all of these things, wonderful things that were given to people, whether people agree or not. But all of this was contributed by some amazing channelers. And I understand you channel, Holly?
We both do.
Yeah, we have channeled at times.
Yeah, mostly with ourselves. I mean, it's not something we do on camera mostly, but we do receive a lot of information and often channel with each other because I always have questions. Always. I swear I can see the other beings, you know, whoever it is I want to talk to through Rob. You know, I swear I can see them rolling their eyes. Oh, no, not her again. You know, more questions.
She's back.
Exactly. Yes. So, but that's a good thing, you know, to anybody listening. Don't ever stop asking questions and exploring and expanding. Just, there's so, it's just endless amount of possibilities and knowledge and understanding, especially practical. That's one thing you want to keep in mind when you are asking your questions. Make sure you get it in a practical, your answers in a practical sense so you can actually use them. So, but yeah, we do channel in different ways, and it's usually, you know, whenever it's needed. I think both of us are that way when we're working with a client or a friend or whomever. If there's a need, we can do it, whatever it might be, in whatever form that's needed. So that's kind of a wonderful thing. And I think everybody actually, it's not just special to us. I think everybody is capable of doing everything their heart desires if they just believe it to be.
If they just believe it to be, and that is amazing to hear from you, Holly. We have 5 minutes left, and we do want you back on other future shows. But, you know, for people who want to hear over here, how can they contact you and either arrange for an interview so that you could interview them for the Gnostic Channel, and also any other work that you would like to be doing, Holly and Rob? And also, if you have a minute to talk about aliens, are they really as bad as the movies show them to be, or are they better? I mean, are they helpful?
They are. I think the majority of them out there are helpful. They're cheering us on. And like anything, there's light and dark, good and bad. There's neutral. They're either here nor there. But I'd say the majority of them are very positive and cheering us on. Our skies, our atmosphere around our planet, there's so many ships. I swear, if they uncloaked, you couldn't even see the stars, I bet. There's so many. I've had a number of them reach out. And they're full of questions because you can tell they've never been human. So we're really unique species, and our DNA can actually save all whole civilizations. It's so resilient and strong and powerful. So all eyes are on us right now, and they really are cheering us on, the majority.
And I also felt right now, because I'm intuitive and a channeler also, but I kind of felt, and maybe you can confirm this, that they do want you to have these fantastic shows, whether it's the Joyful Manifestation Show, the Good Fortune Show, your show, the Gnostic TV show that you're going to be bringing. Is it that we are being cheered by many, many of these beings?
Yes, that's one of the things a lot of them say. Not only the extraterrestrials, but the inner earth beings. They also want to be acknowledged and heard and talked about. It's time for all of us to realize, you know, we are not alone, and they want to coexist with us like they used to eons ago. So evidently there's enough of us awake, and we're of high vibration, and we live our lives through love and empathy for others and caring. And that's encouraging them to reach out to us. And there's so much to learn from either of them. So they're available. They really are. They're just waiting for us to look beyond our reality of what we can see with our two eyes.
And create our own universe and reality the way we want it to be created, and to not be constantly caught up in daily survival issues and, you know, people doing this to each other and that to each other. And we're looking forward to your TV channel coming out, and I know you're going to be working on it. And we got our 2-minute warning. We are going to be signing off. I do want to thank Holly and Rob for coming on the show, and we want you back on future shows. Holly and Rob, just any contact information that you can give before we wish our audience good night today.
The best way to reach out to me simply is to just use my name, Holly Jo Bouchard, at gmail.com. And that's B-O-U-C-H-A-R-D. The Jo is just J-O, and Holly with a Y, H-O-L-L-Y. I know I did that backwards, didn't I? And that's
but
at Gmail.
Find
yes.
you. They can find yes. you, and you know, they can
I'm on
this
Facebook,
recording.
Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all under that name. So,
are you quintessentialinarts.com? No,
no, okay. And I do have a website too under the same name, hollyjobouchard.com.
To Rob, we want to thank you so much for coming on, and we want you back because I know we just touched the tip.
Oh, we just scratched the surface here. And thank you so much for having us.
Oh, thank you so much for coming. Blessings on, to Holly. Everyone.
Yes, yes. And, you know, anyone who wants to be interviewed, please do contact Holly and Rob. And this is Sugandhi Iyer thanking our guests today and signing off for the Good Fortune Show and wishing you a fantastic rest of the week. Let's meet again for the Joyful Manifestation Show, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time next Friday. Thank you so much. Good night.